So let's describe the way you write your lyrics. I mean, your songs have an incredible vibe to them. It's kind of like poetry in a way, you know. And some of them are a little bizarre. Some of them are really down to earth. I mean, how did that all come about? What's your creative process like?
As far as lyrically,
yeah.
The lyrical process for me, when I first started out, like, I wrote all my lyrics first before ever thinking of the music. But yeah, the process itself, for Peel was a little bit more, kind of note-based. Like, before I would just sit down and write all of the lyrics, I would start out with, just kind of, snippets of ideas, not necessarily like a fully thought out, you know, like a fully thought out, I guess, story completely. It would just be maybe a, literally an image I see of someone sitting on a park bench or something, just very small little snippets of images, and from there I would kind of build around it, and I never exactly knew where each little snippet was going to fit. As a matter of fact, what might have been in one song ended up in another, and just so on and so on. Kind of putting the puzzle together. And that's not for every song. Like, for Athens, the first song, like, that was all written just right away. You know, no music in mind, just written very quickly. It's kind of a weird process. It's changing and always changing.
Okay, would you say that you had, like, what do you think your mindset was during the writing of many of the songs here? Because some of them, like I said, I mean, some of them are, like, a little bizarre. Some of them, like, you're pointing out the flaws in society and things like that. Some of them, you know, are a little bit more upbeat, but, I mean...
Sure.
You know, for the most part, it's kind of like, I don't want to say that you're angry, but it's just like you're kind of looking at society and you're like, what the hell's going on around me?
Right. Yeah, I mean, I would say, no, I totally get that. There's a moment in the songwriting for me where, not to say I was naive or anything, or I don't want to sound like, you know, like, kind of this Hunter S. Thompson moment of, like, you know, the American dream is fucked or something like that, but, I mean, something like that did occur for sure, where I did become a little bit more cynical and a little bit more aware of what the reality was, you know, being from, you know, Dallas and then going to L.A. and realizing, like, oh, nothing's really changed, and it's not what I expected it to be, and it wasn't that I expected immediate success or anything. It was just more so this idea that, like, it's not really where you go, you know, that's going to change you. You know, it's kind of a internal, like, inside job thing. Like, me just, like, going to a new city didn't do much. But as far as the bizarre stuff, yeah, I mean, I'm not going to lie, a lot of bizarre things did happen. So those aren't really too far from the truth, you know, aside from maybe killing someone in a song.
Yeah.
But you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely. As far as, like, your inspirations musically, I mean, the first time I listened to your stuff, I was like, okay, this is like Bob Dylan meets, like, you know, Johnny Cash and, like, James Taylor with, like, a country flair and just, like, some, you know, some more cojones, you know, some more balls. I mean, what do you think you are? What kind of, like, got you into music?
What got me into music? Man, I'd have to say it'd be the... I mean, you definitely named some people that I would not keep off my list of influences. But it really started with what my dad was playing in the house. Like, I grew up with my dad. I remember waking up to Mule Variations by Tom Waits a lot. You know, the old bah, bah, when he does that big in Japan.
Yeah.
I remember waking up to that a lot, and it was kind of my first introduction. And then my dad taught me about this guy named Bruce Springsteen, and that was kind of
that guy,
and that was kind of an eye opener for me, because Bruce I never related to something
on such a deep level, like as far as I guess what I loved about Bruce was he was very willing to show the dark side and whatever little, I guess minor, whatever little light he could find. Like, you know, it's like you would go into the subterraneans of America, but then kind of show you a glimpse of success, and I thought that was very interesting, and I really related to that, because for whatever reason, I guess I was more prone to go into that. I guess I was cynical since the age of 13, to be real, so I don't know, you know, I Tom Waits, too, as I said, just like, these songwriters that weren't too afraid to go into the underbelly of what was going on inside them personally, or in the country they lived in, you know, it was that exploration. I right away was, I don't know, just extremely, I related to it on such a deep level. And then musically is a whole other thing. Just it really goes from anywhere, like a basic, I guess what would be considered folk singer at the end of the day, like maybe Springsteen or someone carrying that torch of Woody Guthrie or Bob Dylan, and then to the Velvet Underground, or, you know, just it really, the spectrum is wide, and I'll always keep it that way. I know that Peel is kind of, musically, you know, it starts with that country sonic point, but then, you know, I also made a effort to not just let people think that it's just country music or you know, or rock. You know, it's rock and roll to me at the end of the day, all of it. You know, Tom Waits, Velvet Underground, you know, any of it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Kiss the Hive, I mean, I thought for a second that was going to be like a Four Tops song, you know, like
right, yeah.
Yeah. This Motown kind of feel to it, and then, you know, then the lyrics obviously, you know, kick in, and it's completely different, and it's just completely original at the same time. As far as, like, a challenge for you, I mean, you tend to, like, these, like, kind of, like, societal picture ballads, you should call them, like, that you're writing, those seem to come, like, very easy to you, but, like, what's a challenge? Do you think you'll, like, ever write, like, a real love song or anything like that?
There you go. Yeah, that's funny you mentioned that. yeah, my girlfriend's sitting over there a little bit. Yeah, a love song. yeah, they do exist. I promise you, they do exist. They're in me. you know, there were songs that could have been on the record for Peel that were love songs. That didn't make it, and that's because I wanted to keep a theme. You know, Peel could have been an entirely different record. It could have been just a country love kind of, you know, sad sack song or heartbreaking song or album altogether, and it just went in a direction, you know. So can I, at the end of the day, is it a challenge for me to write just like an I love you song? Yes, it is, and is it a challenge for me to, it's a challenge for me sometimes to choose simplicity over, I guess as you said earlier, kind of the lyrics having a poetic, I'm just not at that point, like I kind of feel like the streaker, you know, kind of like in the parking lot, and like I got my trench coat on, you know, I'm naked underneath, but not quite ready to open the coat.
I got you know, yeah.
And I feel like will that happen on a later album? Like absolutely, you know. I mean, I can write that way, but I'm not as comfortable with it yet. Like I'm still hiding behind the words at times, and I'm okay with that. I was aware of that.
Hey, what do you think? What do you think the future holds for you? What are you looking to really accomplish?
What am I looking to accomplish? As far as, you know, man, you know, I would love, you know, I'm getting to do this
somewhat on a for a living. You know, it's still tough. You know, you got to pay your bills like anyone. And you know, I love being on the road. I love making albums. But to have even just to get to the point of someone like and in the next 5 years, to get to the point of someone like Ryan Adams or something like that, who has a really like locked in, if he releases anything, like 200,000 people are gonna buy it. Like, if I could get to that point, like, I could, you know, I could sleep super happy at night, super happy at night. But I mean, is that realistic? Yeah, sure it is. But for me, the future really just holds like honing my craft. Like, I'm not satisfied at all, you know, with my songwriting, and you know, so for me, that really just holds, it's just getting better at my craft, like anyone in any field, like just getting better and better and making better records and putting on better shows, and you know, I don't think it'll ever leave me. I probably won't be satisfied.